We shall now have our first reading, which is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verses 1 to 7.
The Song of the Vineyard. Listen while I sing you this song, a song of my friend and his vineyard. My friend had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug the soil and cleared it of stones. He planted the finest vines. He built a tower to guard them, dug a pit for treading the grapes, and waited for the grapes to ripen.
But every grape was sour. So now my friend says, you people who live in Jerusalem and Judah, judge between my vineyard and me. Is there anything I failed to do for it? Then why did it produce sour grapes and not the good grapes I expected? Here is what I'm going to do with my vineyard. I will take away the hedge around it, break down the wall that protects it, and let wild animals eat it and trample it down. I will let it be overgrown with weeds. I will not trim the vines or hoe the ground. Instead, I will let briars and thorns cover it. I will even forbid the clouds to let rain fall on it. Israel is the vineyard of the Lord Almighty. The people of Judah are the vines he planted. He expected them to do what was good, but instead they committed murder. He expected them to do what was right, but their victims cried out for justice.
In the reading you've just heard, the prophet focused on Israel's failure to be God's vineyard. The failure is evident because Israel is not the place of justice and righteousness that it should be, but has become the place of self-interest. Isaiah gives this message by the meaning of a parable about a vineyard, its owner and its tenants. In ancient Israel, a vineyard was a traditional metaphor for a bride. As a wedding feast, the part of the celebration where the bride is presented to the groom, a song extolling the virtues of the bride would be sung. But in Isaiah's story, the song takes an unexpected turn. So the vineyard represents Israel as a bride. The ground is prepared, the vineyard is planted with the best stock, as expected, but the result is not as expected. And the vineyard disappoints, the grapes are sour. So what is to be done? The vineyard is abandoned to return to the wild, rejected for its failure. The story is thus an analogy of Israel's relationship with God and her failure to bear the fruits evident in righteousness and justice.